Hey, what's going on, gang? I hope you all are enjoying this episode. I wanted to take a quick moment to go ahead and shout out one of our new sponsors, and then we can get right back to leveling up. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? I know when I first started off, I had a lot of questions like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps so people can listen? Better yet, how do I get paid from my podcast? And the answer to every single one of those questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now, reading this ad. I've been able to build my brand and make connections with celebrities, entrepreneurs, and influencers across the world and obtain a top 20 business podcast. So if you ever wanted to start a podcast and make money from doing it, simply go to anchor.fm/start and join me and the rest of the community as we grow our brands. You can connect with me on there at Level Up Daily as I'll be giving away all my secrets to becoming a top 20 business podcast. Now let's get back to leveling up. Yo, 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 what's going on, everyone? This is Level Up Daily Podcast, and I am your host, DeAndre Evans. And you already know what time it is, man. It's time to level up. Let's get it. Yo, 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 as always, you already know what time it is, man. It's time to level up. And before we do, I just want to see how everyone is doing. I hope you all having a blessed week. It is December 7th, Thursday, and it's currently 7:52 as I'm sitting here recording this beautiful podcast for my beautiful audience, right? And I just want to see what's going on. How's your life? I got a lot of you guys' requests on Facebook, Instagram. It's been tremendous. Like, I've been feeling the love, like, since I've been on here. Like, this is crazy. Like, this is one of the best apps I've ever used as far as reaching out to individuals and making connections. Like, you guys have really been supportive, and I really appreciate that. And I just hope that I can continue to be that shining inspiration or that motivation that you guys need to push forward. So I'm gonna go ahead and stop talking, because I know that's what y'all want to hear. Y'all want to hear some good stuff, right? Yeah, like, what do you have for us this evening? Okay, and what I want to dive into is something I was thinking about earlier today. And I was talking to my girlfriend about this, and, you know, it was touching on, you know, not feeling the pressure, like, no pressure, okay? And to get into the subject, I know there are many of you out there that may feel as though you're not doing enough or you're getting left behind for something, right? And that's what I want to talk about. I don't want you guys to put a time frame on your success. And what I mean by that is, don't go looking at other people's lives and comparing your life to theirs and wondering why it's not happening for you, right? Because you will not win at that game. You'll fall short every time. And believe me, it will happen. So I want you guys to question and really ask, like, what are you in a rush for? Because I know a lot of you looking at celebrity pages on social media, you know, whether it's Kim Kardashian, you know, Fabulous, you know, Beyonce little fan page that they got going on, you know, different rappers, actors, singers. It's like, what are you in a rush for? Why are you in a rush to be so successful? Like, do you know? You know, what do you want out of your life? What do you want to have happen? Just ask yourself that. Like, fellas, do you just want to buy, like, a Rolex? And, like, is life complete for you, like, after that? Like, or do you want to go flex or stunt on those who told you no on that business idea you had last year? Or better yet, what about that girl or guy who cheated on you and you just want to pull up in like a Ferrari and be like, yeah, that's me. I mean, if so, I mean, what happens next? Like, after you do all that, after you accomplish that little stuff, you go flex, you got a Rolex, you go stunt on them. It's like, what's next? Because if that's your goal, like, if that's the mission, like, that's all you got planned, like, yeah, I'm about to be the man. Like, I'm about to be the one man, you know? If that's your mission, once you complete that, you might as well just check off of this planet. And I know that's, like, harsh and serious and kind of, like, rude, but it's like, I'm being honest. Like, let's be real with ourselves, because I know a lot of you guys like to just overthink things, or you try to, like, make-believe things in your mind to just get you throughout the day. But let's think about this. The reason why you're not where you want to be right now is because if you had it all right now, you might lose it, right? See, it's all about perspective. Like, have you ever stopped and thought, maybe I'm not mature enough to handle the blessings that are waiting on me at this moment. You ever stopped and thought about that? Or better yet, a lot of you are like in your 20s like myself. And you know, you're probably just thinking like, oh man, you stressed out because like Cardi B done made it. You've seen it all on Instagram, Facebook. And she got like the best top single that just dropped. And she making millions and she just got married. And a lot of you just like, well, what about me? I want that. Oh my God. Oh no. Like you guys are just like down and out. It's like you have to go through trials and tribulations, guys. It's a part of the process. So listen, when you have to realize that the things that are for you are coming, but you have to meet it halfway and put in the work. So no more buying the jewelry, right? No more taking unnecessary trips. No Coachella, because I know you girls would love to go there. You know, no new sneakers, feathers every other week. Like for what? You got shoes. You just buying that shit just to buy it. You're blowing money. You're wasting good investment on some shoes that you don't even need because you got like 50,000 in your closet. It's like there's no reason for it. You don't really need it. And it's taken away from, you know, your purpose and your mission. And that's one of the many reasons why you probably not get in there fast enough. Because you're spending it on bullshit. But I just want to touch up and just say, it's about the process, guys. Just simply work and you will have it. Because every time you go and look at someone else's page over and over again, you're taking, you know, time away from what you can be doing. Right? And I'm being honest because I know a lot of you guys do it. Like, it slows down your process if you constantly going to go visit people's page. All the celebrity pages on Instagram and Facebook, you guys, like, open your apps and close them daily at least 50 times a day. And you're looking at the same person all the time. Tell me if I'm wrong. And I know you guys are probably thinking, damn, you right? Or you're probably laughing like, yeah, I do that shit all the time. Matter, yeah, I just did it before I got on your podcast, right? And I'm just being honest, right? It slows down the process, so instead of doing that, fall in love with the process. Don't compete with them and envy them on what they have because they put in the time. They put in the grind for this. Perfect example, Gary Vee, the person that probably put you on his podcast app station, right? He's putting in mad work for years. And he's really now getting the, you know, respect and credibility he should have gotten when he first came out. But it took him years. He stayed consistent. He stayed down. And he put in the time and the grind and the effort to get to where he is. So what I'm saying is you guys have time on your side. Don't feel the pressure of what's going on around you. I know there's a lot of people in your family and friends that's probably saying, oh, you need to be married by 30 or you should have a house by 35 or you should be, you know, having kids around this time or this and this and that. Don't live by their standards. Focus on your values, right? And I know you guys are thinking right now, yeah, that's a good point. I definitely should do that. I should go do that right now. So perfect. So that thought that just passed through your mind right now, just go do it. Go do it because it might just be the thing you need to help propel you to that new level, that new height that you're looking for. And I hope you guys take action because one thing I know is that a lot of people listen to podcasts like this and they listen to motivational speakers and they take notes and, you know, they act like they're really paying attention, but they don't even take action. That's like the main thing that needs to happen. Like they just like to take in the information and be like, okay, and then 36 hours later, they're back to doing the bullshit that they shouldn't have been doing that we just talked about. So I want to get you guys out of that, right? Stop looking at the social media and worried about what they're doing, what they're eating, what clothes they're wearing, what trips they're taking. Like every second you waste focusing on other people's moves, you're taking away from yourself and the moves you can make. So ask yourself this, am I using every minute of my day to help get me to the next level? Stop thinking what if and just start thinking what's next because that's how momentum builds. There's already a lot of naysayers and average people. Don't fall into the trap. Don't become one of them. You know, stay out that loop. And I just want to, you know, give you guys that insight and I want to end it off just simply by saying like your short and long term goals should be smart. Okay. It needs to be specific, manageable, sustainable, real and timable. Okay, I need you guys to triple down and focus on your strengths. Because I can guarantee you that your moment will come and all that hard work you put in will pay off. Hey, what's going on, guys? Tuning back in. Just want to say thank you so much for checking out this podcast. Hopefully, I was able to provide some value to you and help you, inspire you, and motivate you and get to the next level. And if you guys can do me a huge favor, it would mean the world to me, and I mean the world. If you guys, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, visit Apple Podcasts or Google Play, like and subscribe my station, leave a comment at Level Up Daily. I greatly appreciate it. Peace.